GM, GM, you are listening to the Rise and Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph with me, Gareth Jenkinson. It is my last day covering for Robert Baggs this week while he's been in the Big Apple for NFT.nyc. This is officially episode 100 of the podcast, so thank you to those of you that have been with us from the start. And if this is your first time here, you've come to the right place for a quick morning recap of the latest happenings in the crypto world. Go ahead and smash that follow button, grab yourself a cup of coffee, and let's get into this morning's episode. Binance is winding down support for Bitcoin ordinals just a few months after introducing them to its marketplace. PayPal is set to allow United States users to fund global money transfers using US dollars converted from its native stablecoin. ARK Invest CEO Cathie Wood says Bitcoin's growth in value is being driven by its appeal as a hedge against devaluing fiat currencies, and Solana's network has been troubled by transaction completion issues. Let's get into the details. Binance is winding down support for Bitcoin ordinals just a few months after they were introduced to its marketplace. Binance announced efforts to streamline product offerings on the Binance NFT marketplace yesterday. As part of these efforts, the exchange's marketplace is ceasing support for trades and deposits of Bitcoin ordinals from April the 18th. In addition, the Binance NFT marketplace will cease to offer airdrops, benefits, and utilities related to Bitcoin NFTs after the 10th of April. Bitcoin ordinals, also known as Bitcoin NFTs, allow for the inscription of digital content like art, text, or video directly onto the Bitcoin blockchain. Data embedding has been part of the Bitcoin protocol for some time, but its popularity increased with the advent of ordinals in late 2022. This protocol, created by Casey Rodarmer, allows unique digital arts to be directly embedded into Bitcoin transactions, similar to Ethereum's non-fungible tokens. Binance specifically noted that users of Runestone NFTs who meet the conditions for the airdrop are advised to withdraw their tokens by the 10th of April. To quote the statement, users are advised to withdraw these NFTs by the 10th of April to ensure they still have the opportunity to receive any associated tokens, utilities, and benefits after that date. The decision came as a surprise to the community. Binance added support to Bitcoin NFTs just a year ago in May 2023, extending its ecosystem to the Bitcoin network and promising more opportunities for collectors. The high volume of NFT transactions has clogged the Bitcoin network several times since inception, increasing fees and slowing processing times as more transactions are validated on chain. According to data from June Analytics, the network has over 64 million inscriptions to date and generated over $423 million in transactions fees. PayPal is set to allow all United States users outside of Hawaii to fund money transfers abroad using US dollars converted from its native stablecoin, PayPal USD. According to an announcement yesterday, the service, powered by PayPal's Exum, is able to fund money transfers via PYUSD to more than 160 countries with no transaction fees. To quote the company, by introducing the option to fund cross-border money transfers with USD converted from PYUSD, Exum now offers an easy and reliable way for US users to send money abroad using PYUSD as a funding source. When this option is selected, Exum will convert the PYUSD in a US user's PayPal cryptocurrency hub to US dollars currency with no crypto sale fee, and recipients will receive funds in the fiat currency selected by the sender. Through the service, funds can be sent abroad either to a recipient's bank account, a mobile wallet address, or a financial institution for pickup. Transactions not denominated in US dollars will be subject to currency conversion, which includes a spread. All US users can use the service except in Hawaii, where the holding of cryptocurrencies with PayPal is prohibited by state law. The issuance of and custody of PayPal USD is performed by Paxos in New York. Since its launch last August, close to 200 million PYUSD have been issued, a number well below USD Coin's USDC market cap of $32.9 billion and Tether's market-leading USDT market cap of $110 billion. Jose Fernandez de Ponte, a senior vice president of PayPal's digital currency group, said that the firm's goals surrounding PYUSD are to create a stable value to maximize user confidence and ensure it had utility for commerce and payments. On the same day, Ripple announced it would launch its own US dollar-backed stablecoin to rival the $150 billion stablecoin market. ARK Invest CEO Cathie Wood, who's a well-known Bitcoin proponent, says BTC continues to rise in value because it's a flight to safety against devaluing fiat currencies. In an interview with CNBC on April 3, Wood described Bitcoin as both a risk-on and risk-off asset.
Last year in the United States, regional banks imploded. Bitcoin went up 40%. Bitcoin does not have counterparty risk. I think, and we're putting out a piece in the next few weeks, which is, this is both, get this, a risk on asset, but it is risk off. I remember we got in at $250 when Greece was threatening to leave the euro.
The approval of Bitcoin ETFs in the United States may have driven the mainstream narrative around Bitcoin in 2024, but for ARK's Wood, there is another key factor at play. While institutions are finally getting some much-needed exposure to Bitcoin, regular citizens are being presented with an even more important opportunity.
You have the ETFs. There's something else going on around the world. There are currency devaluations taking place that people are not talking about. The Nigerian naira is down 50, 60% in the last 9 months. Egypt just devalued by 40%. Argentina continuing to devalue. I think this is a flight to safety, believe it or not, taking place. A hedge against devaluation, a hedge against a loss of purchasing power and wealth.
As Cointelegraph continues to report, Wood has kept up public support of Bitcoin this year as ARK's ETF product goes head-to-head with the world's biggest asset managers. This week, however, the fund saw uncharacteristic net outflows of nearly $90 million. Analysts have suggested this might be due to quarterly rebalancing flows. Accompanying data from crypto intelligence firm Arkham revealed preliminary outflows from the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, which ARK's outflows beat on April the 2nd, were around $130 million. And our last story this Friday, roughly three quarters of all transactions on the Solana network have been failing amid a deluge of activity brought by the recent meme coin mania on the network. However, proponents say that data is being widely misinterpreted. Metrics from June Analytics shows that on April 4, just over 75% of all non-vote Solana transactions failed, which is the highest failure rate on record. The uptick has been paralleled by a recent uproar from Solana users on social media complaining of failed transactions and degraded user experience. A vocal Solana proponent and Helios CEO Mert Mumtaz took issue with the claim that 75% of transactions were failing, noting that the vast majority of failed non-vote transactions were as a result of bot spam. Mumtaz said that this is not a big problem for users because a wallet would typically simulate the transaction and let you know that it would not work beforehand. He claimed that the failed transactions chart was not a good way of assessing user impact, as most users don't make it there to begin with. To quote, about 95% of that entire chart is just bots failing arbitrage attempts. Additionally, Mumtaz explained that because much of the spam activity occurs before the scheduling process, increasing transaction priority fees won't help, and that increasing it above a certain median would see users waste money. He added that it was unlikely that the upcoming 1.18 Solana network upgrade would fix these issues, hinting that user experience on Solana could remain degraded for some time. The price of Solana fell around 3% in the last week, stumbling slightly after a 45% rally in the last month. Its recent weekly drawdown has seen it fall back to being the fifth largest cryptocurrency by market cap, as per data from CoinGecko. Sol currently commands a total value of $81 billion, trailing behind Binance's BNB token at $89 billion. And that is it for today's episode and for this week. Thank you very much for listening to the Rise and Crypto podcast by Cointelegraph. Robert Baggs will be back with you in the driver's seat next Monday. Of course, if you're enjoying these updates, please make sure that you let us know by following, subscribing, and leaving a review. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.